I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
Man, that is a,
Dude, that's pretty good.
This is The Gloom, bringing you weekly interviews with F3 Omaha Packs, exploring their F3 experiences and finding those sticky elements that create the glue in the gloom.
Shout out to our sponsors. Major Team Mortgage, Omaha Laser Dentistry, Exclusively Eye Care, Liberty Core Real Estate, Avier Wealth Management, and Apex Men's Clinic. We appreciate their support.
Are you or someone you know in the market to buy a new home? Well, if so, check out Major Team Mortgage. They specialize in home purchase and refinance home loans. Their mission is to purposely empower people to experience their good life through building wealth with real estate. You know, showing up in the gloom is no different than showing up for a conversation around your future of building wealth with real estate. Join the action economy and get in the game with Sasquatch. Text or call John at 402-212-0149 to schedule a time today.
Individual NMLS number 1393750. Company NMLS number 2478164. Equal housing lender.
Now let's get back to the gloom.
And we're back, excited for this interview. This is a guy that I don't believe his journey originated in F3 Omaha. He'll tell us the full story, but was recently a leader at one of our Thursday sites at the Coop. Did a phenomenal job just keeping that site up and running smoothly, leading the packs there. I love seeing him out sometimes with his 2.0. We got our man Pigpen on the call with us today. It's good to see you, man. And where we like to start off is just that EH journey or how you got started, and then tell us how you got the name Pigpen.
Okay. So my EH story is a little bit non-traditional. So if you ask who EH'd me, it's a guy by the name of Primer, who's part of F3 in Austin, Texas. I did not know Primer ahead of my joining. He happened to post on a local site in the town, the suburb of Austin that I was living in, Pflugerville, at the time, that he was starting up a men's workout group that was going to be posting at one of the local parks in the morning. And it was F3, and this is what it was about. And putting it out there for people to come and join. So I looked at that, and then I did as I normally do, which is when I find something new, I like to research it a good bit before I jump in. So I read and watched a couple of videos and things, and I was like, okay, this is a thing that I was looking for that I didn't know that I was looking for. And so I showed up, and you know, Primer was there, and he's like, hey, you want to work out? And I'm like, sure. So you know, became a regular at his site, and he's was a great mentor to me and a lot of other guys. So really appreciate that. So that was kind of how I got started. Was I found it through the internet and got started, and yeah, that's how I got into it.
Cool. Lots to unpack there. I just want to focus on this part real quick in Austin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, first, what kind of compelled you to dive in and say, okay, I'm going to go do it? And then the second part, I am interested, was this kind of like a starfish for Austin as a whole, or was this just getting up and running? And how many guys did you see there at that first post?
Yeah, great question. A couple of things there. I believe they had started that Pflugerville site not too long ahead of when I joined. So I joined in July of 2021. So I believe that was fairly new for them. Let's see. My first post, I think there were five, six guys there. It actually wasn't at the Pflugerville site. It was at the the ruck that they do in downtown Austin around the river downtown. It's called Ruck and Pancakes. Nice. So they go out and they ruck and then they eat pancakes. So
that's awesome.
It's very descriptive. So, there were a few guys there for the first post, and the Pflugerville site, which is called Moonbase, was fairly new after I joined. I wasn't like one of the first guys there, but I was there regular.
Gotcha. And what you know, when you found it online, I guess what kind of compelled you to kind of jump in and decide, all right, I'm going to give this a shot.
Well, I like many guys, doesn't have a whole lot of friends, like organically. So I had my work and, my family, and that was about it. So when I first moved to Austin, I was at a company and they had an office there, and, went into the office and would see people there. Then a couple years later, I transitioned to the business that I'm with today, that I was with when I joined F3, and I joined in a work from home role. So there wasn't an office to go to. So I was really there, and then COVID hit, and we were even more homebound. So I was really seeking that connection with other people and things like that. And so when I saw that, hey, this is for people like you that want to meet people and things like that, that's what really drew me to that. I had just recently read a book that was titled We Need to Make Friends, I think was the name of it. And it talked about there are actually negative health benefits there's health risk factors associated with not having friends. I forget the exact statistic, but they likened it to, I think, a pack a day of cigarettes.
Wow.
Not having social interaction. So I had read that and I was like, wow, okay, this might be something to pay attention to. And so, like I said, I was kind of subconsciously looking for something that I wanted to join and be a part of and things like that. So,
wow. That's really cool. I hadn't heard that. That sounds like a book worth checking out. And definitely, I think, there's a lot of benefits of that, you know, second F piece or the just having community and friendships. I curious, how did they do the naming or the name-a-rama down there? How'd you end up with the name Pigpen?
So they asked me about, you know, my job and things like that. And so I told them I was in the software business, which not that uncommon in Austin. There's a lot of software down there in Austin. And then they asked me about an embarrassing story to tell. And so I told them about the time when I was 5 years old and I fell into a pig pen from a barn wearing my church clothes that I had just come from church wearing, and got covered in everything that you would normally find within a pig pen.
Nice.
So, henceforth became known as Pig Pen.
Nice. Seems fitting. So nice. Did you, like growing up, did you grow up on a farm?
Sort of. I grew up living outside of town. It wasn't a farm. My parents both had regular jobs, though. My dad, he bought hogs for Tyson. So I came from a agricultural background. Grew up in Western Iowa. I felt close connected to, you know, agricultural background, but I couldn't say I specifically grew up on a farm.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the first workout. I mean, was it everything you expected? Was it more? Did you get that connection piece? I'm assuming you got some because mm-hmm. you're still here. So walk us through that.
Yeah. I mean, the first couple of workouts were challenging to say the least. Just, you know, doing. So the first workout I went to was a ruck, didn't carry any weight, and I was still having trouble keeping up with the guys that were carrying weight. Primer goes at it pretty hard. I want to say he would carry 50 to 60 pounds in his rucksack. So he goes at it pretty hard. It was challenging to keep up. But they hung with me, and, you know, kind of, the way Primer described, rucks and things, he would talk about it as the most second F of all workouts. Because, you know, throughout the route, you have a chance to chat with people and things like that versus, you know, a normal beat down where maybe you're counting a cadence or you're, going here and there, things like that. You don't necessarily have the same opportunities to mumble chatter with people. So,
yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, I am curious. We've had, guys leave and go participate in other AOs or post downrange. Mm-hmm. Not so many that have come from other AOs and transplanted here in Omaha. I am curious, what were your thoughts as you kind of came out here? Did you immediately seek us or someone reach out to you?
I wouldn't say that Omaha was the deciding factor for when we decided to move, but it was certainly one of the benefits that sort of sealed the deal. Mm. For us. So we had lived in Omaha prior to living in Austin. And so when them and I decided to leave Texas, again, nothing against Texas, loved living there. The only thing was we couldn't take the heat. Like I want all four seasons. I will take the cold with the hot, but you know, Texas just doesn't have a medium setting when it comes to the weather. It's all the way on and hail and everything. So just couldn't take the heat. So, but yeah, we wanted to move back here because we had liked living here before. Also, my sister lives here in town. So that was kind of what led us to Omaha. And then I happened to check out, oh, do they have F3 here? And it's like, yeah, they do. It's super organized. And you know, even though Austin is a bigger city, Omaha definitely punches above its weight class when it comes to F3, I would say. Mm-hmm. So definitely they have we have a more advanced and more developed, I would say, system of AOs and things than they do in Austin. So it was something I was looking for. And once we had gotten settled and gotten a few boxes unpacked, I got on the website and said, okay, where's the nearest AO? And it was the Helix. And so, went over there. Wasn't the first week I was in town, but it was a couple after that.
That's awesome. So cool. I love hearing that. That's when we travel, I'm always like, okay, where are we staying? And where, you know, is there an AO anywhere nearby? So I love that. Yep. Thinking about that as a moving criteria. What, curious kind of still on like that fitness piece. What's been your journey? I always find it interesting. Like, some guys grew up playing sports and have always been into some level of fitness, and others have not. And just kind of curious, what's been your journey from that physical fitness kind of first F perspective?
Yeah, I've never been a, you know, quote unquote fitness guy. I played sports in high school, but beyond that, hasn't really been a thing for me. Definitely wanted to develop the fitness aspect a little bit more. Just selfishly, I would like to be around a little bit longer. You know, I love spending time with my boys and my M, and so I'd like to be around a little bit longer for them. And so, know this is something that, you know, helps with that. Also, you know, just beyond the fitness aspect of it, the mental health benefits are manifest to this. I know that before I started going to F3, I had depression. I had mental health challenges that, you know, are very common today. And being, you know, posting regularly, talking to other guys, things like that, has helped with that. you know, to a large extent. And so even if, you know, that the physical fitness part of it, you know, wasn't there, which it is, but even if it wasn't, the mental health benefits would more than make up for whatever I'm putting into it. So
absolutely. Have you seen what sort of progress do you feel like you've seen in terms of fitness? Do you feel stronger, faster, healthier today than you used to, or where are you at?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how far I could run at the beginning of things, but I can definitely run a good bit further now. Certainly I'm not the fastest one. But you know, my goal, and you know, this is kind of the thing I think about and I try to, you know, do when working out is like, I don't want to make people wait on me. Like if I can keep up, I don't need to be the first person. I'm never going to be the first person in a run, but at least if I can get there, you know, without, too much delay and holding things up, then I feel like I've done okay.
That's awesome. Did that sort of come from being the six, or where do you think that sort of mindset or mentality developed?
I'm sure it came from, you know, the number of times that I've been the six and things like that. It's like I want to be part of the group. I want to be a contributing member of the group. So if I can not hold these other guys up, then that's really where I want my, I feel like that's a reasonable goal for myself. Again, never going to be a front runner with things, but that's all right.
Yeah. I think that's a really healthy mindset. I'm always amazed that like sometimes you talk to guys and they're like, well, I got to get fit before I come out. And you know, it's like, that's not really the case, right? Like it's, you know, we want you to be a part of it. And even guys that are the six, I love hearing those stories of like a guy that started out maybe as the six. And then over time, you know, they sort of get to a point where you're at, where maybe you're not first, but you're able to go pick up the six and sort of encourage a guy who's been where you've been, which is sort of part of the, what's so cool about what we're doing in F3, you know, it's yeah, pretty amazing. What do you think about all the other, so you've done rucking, you led a boot camp site. What do you think about some of the other things? Have you done any weights or coupon workouts?
Sure. Yeah, there was a good while there where I was pretty regular at heavy metal. So definitely spent a good amount of time there. I'll say recently I've sort of fallen off of heavy metal and I've been spending more time at the disco. So really, really enjoy going to the disco. Never played Ultimate Frisbee really before, say the past, you know, 8-9 months. Didn't play it when I was in high school or college or anything, but I really enjoy going to that site. So I've been pretty regular there. And just really enjoy seeing that site kind of explode in popularity. I think that's something that I would recommend to any other region out there is look for those non-traditional boot camp AOs that are fun. The other site I really enjoy is the Rabbit Hole on Sundays. Yeah. Is where, you know, we play whatever game is on deck for the queue. So getting out there, just enjoying yourself. I think that's really key to getting people out. It's like, it doesn't have to be a workout. We're just playing a game. We're playing kickball. Come on, guys. Anybody?
Yeah. Well, I think it helps keep it fresh, right? I mean, providing variety in different types of workouts, I think, is something that's pretty cool for us here. I mean, yeah, if you want to hit a boot camp or you want to go hit a ruck or Rabbit Hole, it's there. I mean, I am curious, did Austin offer a variety or a buffet of options, as we like to say?
They had the rucking sites and they had the traditional beat downs. I don't think they had the kind of the game sites at that time. So,
You know, what's so funny to me is you get to see all the different levels of competitiveness, right? You see the, you know, like part of why I don't post at those sites very often is because I'll get too into it and I know I'm going to get injured and I just can't, but man, it's cool to see. I remember we lost a kickball game at the Woodshed one time and I was furious. I'm pretty sure Pony and Ponzi cheated that time, but.
Well, and the fun thing about those sites is you get to see different levels of athleticism. And you see the guys like Plague who claimed that he was the best athlete in his high school, and then he's just a regular Joe out there.
Well, it sounds like Pigpen, you kind of got started in F3 maybe for the second F piece. And so I want to get your thoughts on that. How have you gone about kind of developing relationships or finding that sense of community in the group? Any insights there you would share?
Definitely wanted to develop that second F part of it. I think the thing I try and do, and call me a keyboard warrior if you want, but I try and lean into texting people, just getting out there, or just not after a workout, if somebody, I thought, hey, are they doing okay? Are they feeling all right? Shooting them a text afterwards, checking in with them, things like that, and saying, hey, you want to talk, you want to chat, you want to do anything like that. But just being there and kind of proactively reaching out to people and in that way. So that's kind of the way I approach it. And it's just reach out to people through like a text or something like that.
I love that. And I think that's such an important thing that admittedly I don't do a great job of, but people like you, Slow Pitch, just it actually means so much when someone sends something to me, and I should be better at reciprocating and doing the same thing. I just don't. So I want to highlight that. I think that is such an important thing that you're doing. And as someone that's received messages, I know how important and how good it feels to receive those things. So I just am encouraged that you're doing those things. And I think that's absolutely a great way to, harbor relationships and continue to make connections. Curious, I'm referencing Austin a lot here, but obviously we do cafeteria here. Is that something that you participated in pretty early on, or do you get benefit from those types of interactions?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sort of a non-traditional cafeteria guy, because I don't like coffee that much, really. So I feel weird going to coffee and spending $5 for something I don't really like that much. So, I'll go to cafeteria sometimes, but I'm usually just kind of hanging out.
You'll have to do what Double Dib down in Sarpy always gets: hot chocolate.
Okay. Yep.
Or just water, right? Whatever. Yeah.
Well, we could just do a pancake one too.
We should do that. What do you think? Because like Pony said, I love the texting, and but I think I don't know what it is why we don't always take the time to do that. But from your perspective, we were kind of talking about mental health there early on. Any thoughts there? Like, what does that do for a guy when you receive a text, or even when you send a text? Like, what do you think that does sort of internally? Any thoughts there? Just kind of curious.
Well, just shooting from the hip here, a couple of thoughts would be, it says that, I find value in you. I'm willing to invest my time, to not only, give you a thought, but then do something to reach out and say, hey, I'm thinking about you, or I want to make sure that you're good. Things like that. So, just like I said, show the person that, you're thinking about them and that they can, make sure they're doing all right.
Love it. Yeah. I think it's really simple, just like you're saying. And, I don't know, something that I try to do, but admittedly, again, not the best at it, but you'll be driving or going, doing something, and just randomly, right? So you'll think about some guy who maybe had a prayer request, or for whatever reason, right? Somebody's name will pop in, and just sending somebody a quick, hey, I'm thinking about you, hope you're having a good day. Just super simple. And I guess you never know when that opens up sort of a bigger dialogue, which is awesome. What about like happy hours and some of those types of things? Any participation there? Have you found those valuable, or is that something that's hard for you to make it out to?
I would love to get to those more, but I find that my schedule just doesn't allow for it a lot. You know, I'm working from home, you know, in sales, trying to get things done. And so, I have the best of intentions a lot of times to get out to those, things, but, and I've been to a couple of, First Friday lunches, but would like to get to more. It's just schedule wise sometimes.
Yeah. I'm with where you are with coffee is probably where I am with happy hours, right? I'm like, well, I don't really drink and I don't want to go watch Pony be a fool, you know, singing karaoke or something. I bet if we did karaoke though, I would go out for that. You know, the other kind of element we like to talk about with Second F is kind of the concentrica, or just some of the other relationships in your life. And I know I've seen 2.0s with you at workouts. And so, you know, talk us through maybe if you've seen any impact F3 has had on relationship with your M or 2.0s or others in your life.
Yeah, I definitely try and get my boys out to, I try one beat down a week if I can. We were pretty, like I said, we were pretty consistent for a while there. Going to heavy metal on Wednesdays. They liked that workout.
Well, and how old are they? I mean, are these high school kids you're dragging out of bed before school, or?
Well, right now they're 14 and 11. So, one of them's heading into high school. We had a bit of extra flexibility because we were homeschooling, both of them, before now. We're planning on sending them to traditional schools here in the fall, so that'll change a little bit coming up. But like I said previously, we've had some flexibility in the schedule, so I can pull them out of bed and get them out. And,
still getting a teenager out of bed at 6:30 is quite the feat.
It is, and you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He's not always happy about it, but I try and tell them, I'm like, boys, getting up early and doing stuff, it's a skill. It's a skill, and you got to practice. So, you know, it's a part of that. And
well, have you seen them kind of soften to that message? Like,
you know, I would say it's not a linear journey there.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But yeah, I'm, like I said, trying to reinforce that message that, like I said, we're trying to show you how to get up early, get after stuff, because that's something you'll need to do is over the course of your life.
Yeah, no, I love that. You know, I've got a 2-year-old boy that I always think, hopefully I'm mobile enough and in good shape like you guys to where I can bring him out and kind of instill some of the same principles that you're doing with your boys right now. You know, just to circle back to Plague's question, but what about your M, the impact with her and your relationship with her? What does she think of this crazy thing?
She doesn't always get it. But she, I think, has seen the mental health benefits as well. She doesn't like it when I get hurt. Because get hurt every once in a while, get banged up, doing something, and you know she. Going back to the point about competition, you know, she's like, why are you doing this? Like, well, it's fun. So, so like I said, she doesn't always understand the, you know, why you get up in the middle of the night and go somewhere and do something. But like, she sees me, in a better place, mental health wise. And, hopefully that translates.
And, kind of moving outside the circles here, you know, direct relationships with friends that you have you been able to share F3 with a few EH any guys and been able to kind of share this gift that we've got here?
That's another one that I do want to get better with eventually. As I said, I'm sort of starting, I joined F3 trying to build that friend network relationship thing. To date, I've only EH'd one person, and they're sort of in. I say they're not as hooked as I am, but we'll keep working on that. But like I said, I work from home, so again, I don't have a office that I go to and regular guys that I can say, hey, you should try this thing. Mm-hmm. I would love to EH more guys, but I feel like
that's okay. I've EH'd three guys and none of them come anymore. They were like one or two and done.
Well, and it's kind of tough, right? Because your pool is, so if you're, you know, your kids are homeschooled, so then, and you work from home, so then you're left with like guys you see at the grocery store, or, you know, which I EH'd khakis that way, but I knew him before then, right? So, and maybe that changes. I've noticed as my girls get older and I'm at more school events that there are, you kind of run into, you know, dads there, and, you know, you quickly start EH'ing guys, but, no, I love it. How do you feel about your friend group today? Do you feel like the relationships within F3, you're kind of growing and able to go deeper? Have you done a shield lock or any of that sort of stuff yet?
I would guess that I wouldn't know a tenth of the people that I know today without F3 here in Omaha. So, I can say definitely have benefited from that. Don't have a quote unquote shield block, but, I think I have a group of folks that I, you know, connect with regularly during, you know, posting and things like that. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I love that you kind of found what you were looking for, you know, in that second F piece. And, you know, as you think about fitness, fellowship, faith, that third F, we kind of look at, like, you know, there's like this, maybe the spiritual aspect, and then there's the community service side of things. What's been your journey from a faith perspective?
Like I said, my journey is, you know, slow as, you know, other things are. So I really enjoy being part of F3, and, I kind of, look at it as, you know, man church, if you will. But enjoy being out there and being the faith aspect definitely, you know, has helped me. You know, again, that's something else I'd like to get out to more, third F events. Not haven't been able to get as many of those as I'd like. So.
Well, and I think that's, you know, we all go through these different seasons where we have more or less capacity to engage in kind of extra stuff. Right. So that's, I mean, my favorite thing is I feel like even if I can make it to the workout, even if I can't do coffee, I still am getting some flavor of all three Fs, you know. There's just, and that's been kind of a misconception over the years, is we do all of this stuff, but there's no expectation that you have to also do all the stuff to be in the group, right? It's sort of like whatever you are able to participate in, you know, it's all sort of up for the grabs. And, you know, yeah. What, you know, as you think about kind of your journey, maybe going back a few years, what was faith like for you growing up? Was that a part of life as a kid, or what's your story there?
Yeah. Grew up, like I said, small, grew up small town in Iowa, trying, you know, going to church was kind of a regular thing on Sunday. Then as I got older, kind of fell away from that, you know, didn't see the point as much. However, then, you know, kind of got married, and wife and I try to lean into that a bit more. That's definitely a part of our homeschool curriculum. So we've tried to make that a part of it. And like I said, yeah, that's, so yeah, don't have a, like an official sort of, you know, group or practice in that, but, trying to, you know, keep on the journey and keep moving forward.
Absolutely. I love it. And I think that's, to me, kind of speaks to like the view or definition of faith we have in F3, right? I think it really, just supports you wherever you're at, you know, sort of in that journey, which is, I think, a lot of times what we need. We mentioned a couple of times about your boys in homeschooling and now transitioning to sort of traditional school. How are you feeling about that? Are you nervous? Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, a little bit of both for sure. For different reasons. So my older boy, Danielson, I'm confident he can handle the schooling part of it, but just mostly want him to, you know, meet other kids his age and, you know, develop those friend groups and things like that. But then my younger son, Bookworm, I'm sure he'll make friends like wherever he goes. He's going to make friends with kids. I'm concerned about the academic side for him. Not that he can't handle it, but just, you know, you never know. So
it's a little ironic with the name Bookworm.
Yeah, it is. It is. He's more of a recreational reader than a informational one.
Yo, Gloom listeners, it's the Plague, and today I'm talking about getting your finances as fit as your physique. Our very own F3 Omaha brother, Jean-Claude, aka Michael Pfluger at Avior Wealth Management, specializes in building personalized financial plans. He understands the journey you walk in life as a man of faith, safeguarding your family and creating a legacy. Jean-Claude is ready to help you plan your finances with intention so that you can live with purpose. And that's just the beginning when you work with the Avior Wealth team. Visit avior.com/F3. That's AVIOR.com/F3. And see how Michael can guide your financial journey today. Other question is, as we think about F3, you kind of talk about male community leadership and sort of what that looks like or what that entails. So we kind of use like a VQ and then obviously as a site Q, right? You're trying to promote some leadership. Curious, what's been your experience? Do you remember your VQ at all, or where was that at?
Oh yeah. Definitely do. I never queued a workout when I was in Austin. I was still really in that, I'm not good enough, to queue sort of phase. But then as I got up here, got into things a little bit more, you know, Lansbury has really been a mentor mm-hmm. to me, and he, you know, kind of kept after me and said, "Hey, you know, you should really queue." Yeah. And you know, he like I said, kept after me, and you know, in the best possible mm-hmm. way. You know, not as a, but just trying to help me get that out there. And I finally said, "Yeah, put me on the calendar," and he got me out on there, and so my first queue was, I did it themed after Rocky movies.
Okay.
And so we had a bunch of Rocky music and different, workouts that way. So, you know, yeah, it was a good time. Hopefully enjoyed by all.
Was it at the Coop?
It was. Nice.
That's perfect. And what do you think? I mean, do you remember, you know, guys talk about like Q-phoria or kind of this like feeling after they queue for the first time? And I don't know, when you think about helping guys to lead, any thoughts there, sort of the connection between a VQ and maybe how that helps you build confidence?
Yeah. I think it's, you know, like anything else. And I think you mentioned this before that, you know, it's not something you get ready for. You can't, you know, be, you know, you don't need to be at a certain level to, you know, to start coming. Mm-hmm. No. And you don't need to be at a certain level to queue either. You just, and it's something you maybe can't be ready for, but you do your best to try and prepare as much as you can. You learn from the experience and you get better each time you do it. Yeah. So
that's awesome. And, you know, I think for me, you kind of learn, a little bit like about having fun, but like, don't take yourself so seriously. Right. Cause we're, you know, what a perfect place to fail, you know, leading a workout, right, with a bunch of guys that are going to pick you up if something goes wrong. And, you know, Normally I think some of the most fun beatdowns I've been at are where, you know, something does go a little haywire and you kind of laugh at it and, you know, everybody picks people up. But,
And that's a thing that I have always told people about the coop is that there is no one generally that posts at the coop ever takes things that seriously.
Right.
So if you want to have a VQ, you're worried about things going sideways, you're not going to hurt anybody's feelings there. We're just going to laugh and move on and do the best we can. So it's a safe environment to learn.
You know, khakis might growl at you a little bit, but that's to be expected, right?
Yeah.
Curious, you know, so you were the site queue at the coop, which is just, when I think of the coop, I think of fun, you know, guys having a lot of fun and really a great site with a lot of different room for activities. But what was your experience like as a site queue? What did you take away from that? Maybe any advice that you'd have for other guys that are leading a site?
Sure, sure. What I did was, it was, you know, as far as filling up a schedule, it was quantity, not necessarily quality. Not that the folks queuing weren't quality, but just volume of you know, your traffic. So I made a list for myself of anytime I was at a beatdown and I happened to be paired up with somebody that I might have chatted with that was cool, and said, "Hey, I'm putting you on the list." And then I would, you know, start a text thread with them and say, "Hey, I'd love to have you queue at the coop. You know, you'd be awesome." And I tried to find folks from different areas that maybe hadn't been over to the coop. I'm kind of, you know, in the middle a little bit. I'll go a little bit west, go to the Helix, and then I kind of go a little bit east, you know, being at the Rabbit Hole or Heavy Metal or the coop. And so try and find folks that come in that maybe haven't been there before to try it out. So get more people and just, you know, if you're trying to fill up a schedule, text 7 or 8 guys and you'll probably get 5 of them that'll say yes right away. And then you got yourself a month there of a calendar filled up. So
that's awesome. I love the idea of just reaching out to guys that you were paired up with at another beatdown or another, you know, another workout. That's super, super smart. And curious, as you were leading the site, did you have a chance to get some guys to do their VQ at the coop?
We did. There were a couple there. I remember Dirt King had his VQ there. So that was fun. Trying to think who else. I'm sure there were one or two others.
Yeah. That's always fun to kind of watch a guy go through that experience and get to support him through that. Well, you know, the other thing we'd like to get is just, you know, succession planning. You think about, you know, kind of the process, finding that guy that can kind of take over. And what was that like for you?
Yeah. I thought, you know, I don't know what experience most other guys have with it, but I felt a little challenged at the coop specifically because the coop has a lot of veterans at it, folks that have, you know, led a site previously, and so they aren't necessarily up for a second tour of duty,
right,
on things. So trying to find some new blood that would come in and lead a site for the first time. So that was a little challenging. During the process, I just kind of tried to say to myself, look, the Sky Q has this one. Mm-hmm. I'll find a guy when, it's time. So I think I was the site queue for a little more than a year. Not a lot more, but just a little more. So like I said, it'll happen when it happened. And Jenny Bravo stepped up to the plate, and I think he's done a great job so far. So I don't see why that won't continue for us. So really impressed with everything he's done so far.
You know, it's interesting because we're kind of getting to that point, right, where we have a lot of veterans. And so then after a while, you're like, okay, maybe we do need some guys to take on a second. You know, I think Stella is one that's doing that right at the district. This is his second tour as a site queue. But yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how that goes as time goes on, right? It's either that or we, you know, you got to keep EH-ing and getting other guys out. But
yeah, keep building that.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious as you think about just maybe other, insight or advice for guys as you've been in F3 for a couple of years now. What, you know, anything that you would share maybe for guys just posting on a regular basis or site queues or maybe just maybe new guys, anything in that space?
Well, during my first year and a half with F3, I tried to build the habit for myself of, okay, I'm gonna try and post 3 times a week, and that was my only goal. It would be so easy to get posting say 4, 5, maybe 6 times a week because, you know, you're looking at that schedule. It's like, oh, I'd like to go over there and be at this guy's queue or be at that guy's queue because, you know, they're awesome. And it's easy to get sucked into that. Well, then by the time you're through with the week, at least I was just spent. Mm-hmm. Like I had nothing in the tank. And, you know, then that leads to burnout. So my goal was simply just, hey, get out 3 times a week. And beyond that, nothing else. Just get out 3 times a week. Yeah. And I think that's been really good for me because I didn't burn out. I just kept doing my regular thing, steady state. There have been a few weeks when, you know, circumstances got me out a few more times, which, you know, that's cool too. But try not let it get, take it for what it is.
Yeah. I love that. I think there's something to be said about that. I know by the time I get to Friday, you know, it's a little harder to get up, you know, especially if you're doing pre stuff or, you know, pre-run, pre-ruck, whatever. And, I've fart sacked more Fridays than any other day, I think, because of that. Like, you know, you just can't go full speed ahead every single day for too long. Right. You know, curious too, as you think about just life and, you know, kind of your journey, anything along the way that you feel like has sort of really been character building or maybe, challenges that you feel like you've overcome that other guys could learn from, anything in that space you'd be willing to share?
I'm not sure. I think I've led a fairly normal life. I don't know how I would answer that.
That's okay. So something to think about. I think we've all, you know, it's also, there's something to be said about being consistent over time and, you know, just kind of sticking with your routine, which is great. The other thing we like to just kind of get from you is, as you think about life today, you know, are there things that you need help with that guys listening could maybe reach out and say, you know, hey, Pigpen, want to support you, encourage you, pray for you. Are there things in that space that guys could reach out and nudge you on?
Well, the thing that I would just ask for, you know, prayers on, the one thing out there, and this is kind of been a long-term thing, obviously, but my wife comes from Ukraine, is where she's from, and so that's where her family is at. That's obviously an area that's got a lot of issues that we can't affect those, right, to a large extent. So that's something that we have to raise up to the Sky Q, and he's got to handle that however is according to his plan. Yeah. So, you know, just, you know, ask for folks to keep thinking about that because, you know, it is what it is.
For sure. I love it, man. No, I definitely would be praying for that. Anything else that we didn't get time to share or maybe we didn't ask about? Anything else come to mind?
No. Yeah, I think we covered everything. I appreciate you and Pony reaching out to talk with me a little bit. I have to say, you know, I'm not one that's, you know, comfortable in the limelight, but appreciate you guys taking the time to talk with me, and you know, hopefully it'll help somebody.
Yeah, man. No, it's just so cool. You think about the role our PsyQs play and the legacy that you guys help to just keep carrying forward with these sites, and you know, you never know. And I feel like, you know, Slow Pitch talks about how important it is to just have that consistent person, right, that we know every week is going to be planting that flag. So just thank you for your leadership and just giving back that way. I think it's really cool to just hear your journey and celebrate you as a leader. So appreciate you, man.
I imagine about everybody that comes on here probably tells a Slow Pitch story at one point or another. I think it was probably the first or second time I posted at the Coop. We happened to be out there. We were doing something where we were running up and down in the park there, and I was gassed. I didn't have another one in me. And Slow Pitch was there, and he said, "Hey, we're gonna go this one." I said, "I'm good. I'll catch you on the next one." He's like, "No, we're gonna do it together. We're gonna do it together. We're gonna get this one done." And he helped me through that. And you know, it was an awesome thing that he consistently does. And just appreciate him and everybody else that's done that.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of Slow Pitch stories out there for sure. And if guys haven't read the most recent version of Free to Lead, he's got some highlights in there too. Well, appreciate the time today, man. Let's do a little name-a-rama here to wrap us up. I'll start.
All right.
Brandon Fleaherty, 38, The Plague.
The Plague. Brian Cross, 46, Pigpen.
Nice. Have you come up with a call sign or anything to go after you say your name? Not yet.
Not really.
No, that's okay.
Although I've noticed I kind of end up yelling it louder than many people do, and that's kind of translated to other people. So
heck yeah. I love it. Well, thanks for the time today, man. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, sir.